Everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. This is a podcast about paranormal and contemporary mythology. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We do two bonus episodes a week. If you're a Patreon subscriber, just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. You get access to two bonus episodes a week. No time limits. We get crazy. So check that out. Yeah. We do a Twitch show. We're doing a Twitch show now, so thanks for watching. It's
cheers.
It's Thursday nights and Tuesday afternoons. Willie, did you do another one or not?
Yeah, I did a Tuesday this last week.
Shit, what was his numbers?
They were about my usual numbers, which is like good.
All right.
Not as good as your first day, though.
Yeah.
As good as your first day.
Okay, good. I'm glad that it's come down to earth a little bit. Otherwise, it's like, let's just quit.
Yeah.
Have Willie do everything.
Yeah, on Thursday night before you jumped off after your first one, Wade and I were like, please, everyone in the chat, stroke our ego a little bit.
ShrubHomeVideo.com on Sunday nights at 7:15, right about now. Every Sunday we're live on his channel, except for we got some pre-record stuff happening, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah, this is a pre-record.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. When is this running?
Christmas. On Christmas Day.
Oh, everything we're doing tonight is a Christmas thing?
Today is Christmas Day.
Boy. What day is it?
Check. There's one more thing underneath the tree, Wade.
Well, go buy the biggest turkey is what I was doing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's fine. Christmas Carol.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend. I didn't ask him how he wanted to be introduced. Sevan Najarian.
Hi.
Producer of the show.
I thought I was already on the RLSF, SSRLSF.
Yeah, he is. He lives on the ship.
Well, no.
Don't I just exist in the bowels of the ship?
Well, yeah, but for formality's sake, I can't just say...
The ship is just the stage.
Oh my gosh.
That's the bridge. Mm-hmm. We're on the observation deck.
All right. Oh. Welcome to the deck.
This is the holodeck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now it's a holodeck. Okay.
Yeah, it's a holodeck because like this is clearly...
None of this stuff exists.
Yeah.
This is all we're seeing is green screen behind us.
None of this is real. Look at this. None of this is real.
Yeah, you can tell because when your hand goes in front of it, there's...
I'm putting my hand right through it.
There's no shadow.
Sevan.
Yes.
You've been on the show a lot before.
Yes.
How these days, how into conspiracy theories are you?
Very into conspiracy theories these days, yeah.
More? You just keep...
Yeah, I mean, I think I just... I work around the show so much that I'm a constant... That's just my topic now.
But do you believe any of it?
I think certain conspiracies are real, yeah. But I think... I mean, the conspiracy to take down the Twin Towers, that was a real conspiracy.
It was a conspiracy for sure because like more than two people were involved in it.
They've conspired to destroy buildings in America.
Yes, right.
These buildings are blocking my sun. They need to come down.
It's a poorly. That's why we changed the intro to paranormal and contemporary mythology.
Because I liked that.
Conspiracy theory brings up too many weird connotations.
Well, all that stuff. I'm into all of it.
All right, well, we'll be the judge of that. We have something here on the show called the Sob Scale. It stands for Skeptic or Believer. It's a five-question quiz. And at any minute...
Sob Scale.
Never been weighed on the Sob Scale.
That's actually me crying.
Babies that aren't moose aren't crying. Good luck, kid.
So it's five-question quiz. They're yes or no questions. Feel free to elaborate. At the end, you'll be given a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're a 0, you're more of a skeptic. If you're a 5, you're more of a believer. Are you ready to be weighed on the sob scale?
Yes.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and no.
Red, that you...
I've changed that recently.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
The second question was a no.
Oh.
It used to be a no, yes, no, no.
What, why do you think they visited Earth?
I think that last topic that you guys did with the Graham Hancock documentary... Yeah. After watching that documentary, I don't know what to think anymore. Like, I come on this show a lot to talk about Atlantis, and that was pretty much my topic, too. It's the same idea. And it was just presented to me a lot of evidence of, like, there must have been a more highly advanced civilization on Earth at some point in our history. We just don't know.
And you think they're aliens? You don't think we just, like...
Yeah. It could have either been well-advanced humans or... Yeah, aliens. Because I think the evidence in that documentary was like nobody taught these. There's no like nobody taught these people how to build buildings. They just erected one. Like, yeah. How do they?
And they
lead
were
up to
the
that?
Same around the world. That's yeah. interesting.
So no one teaches a kid how to stack Lego bricks,
but they're given the same brick.
I like that it said Lego bricks instead of Legos. Yeah, the proper way.
Yeah, I've read a couple. PR things from Lego.
You can give kids Lego bricks and they will build a tower, but if you give them Lego brick for the first time and they build a pyramid, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, imagine getting your Lego bricks for the first time as a kid.
I built a whole monorail the first time.
With instructions. Who made those instructions?
They used the magnets from the car.
I just put it together, man. I was just like, this looks like it should go here. No, I was lost without instructions.
Everything is awesome. Is that what you're doing when you put it together?
Ugh.
I just think the Ice Age was so long that there had to have been like lots of destroyed civilizations before the
How
Ice Age.
How long was it?
I don't know.
It was so long and so cold.
It was so long. It hit her, what's the diaphragm? No.
Diaphragm. It hit her hymen.
No, your hymen is in the front.
Hit her sack.
What's the thing that you can hit if you're too deep?
The back of the vagina.
Yeah, what's that called? Uterus. That's got a name. Cervix.
That's
the win.
Thank you, James. We have James up in the booth for the first time.
I told him to yell out anything if we keep trying to figure something out.
I have a computer in front of me and I didn't even think to look it up. I was like, I think I know those. Cervix?
You've been set up, Wade.
So, second question. Do you believe in ghosts?
No. I don't think so.
Kind of a pause there. What?
Well, because I have to think about it because of all the... like, because I think my initial reaction is like I'm a skeptic, so no. But, wait, have I learned anything in the last... Because our doctor, Dr. Lona, had said... that he hit, like, he's a very skeptical person too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
he said that this presence was there.
Right.
Like, I can't say that his experience was wrong, but I wasn't there. So,
yeah.
I didn't have any experiences yet. So I'm open to it. I think it's just, I haven't had an experience.
What about Bigfoot?
You don't believe yet.
No on the Bigfoot. No, that's a hard no.
God, Bigfoot gets no fucking respect.
I know.
Nobody believes in Bigfoot.
Well,
it was after watching an episode of this that I stopped.
Our first episode.
Not that one. It was the last Bigfoot episode you guys did. Because
I read that book.
Oh, no. It was like on a Thursday Scream or something, right?
Yeah, we were watching. Maybe. I think we were just analyzing footage. But
somebody stabilized the footage.
That was our first episode.
It
looked,
yeah, it
stage.
Was the first episode
here.
Yeah.
Somebody's,
that was 51
oh
episodes
gosh.
Ago.
That was technically 52.
This is the Puerto Rico 52. Of episodes. Or is it 52?
This is actually 52.
It's 52.
Sunday
so
will be our 51st.
It'll be like Guam probably or something.
Yeah.
Do you believe in psychics?
I don't think they have the power they assert they have, but I believe that they have a power.
Do you believe in psychic ability?
I believe in cold reading, not psychic ability.
So you don't believe in telekinesis or telepathy?
I don't think so, no. That, I mean, there's, you guys had a topic on not too long ago where they had that like Plinko machine where they're like, people were trying to use their mind to like push the balls in certain directions. Right.
Mind over matter.
That particular episode reinforced the fact that everything that was in that, all the telekinesis evidence was in the margin of error of scientific measurements.
Yeah.
So for me, it's still a no.
Do you believe in simulation theory?
Yes, actually.
Think we're in a simulation?
I think yeah. Even if
does this contradict your alien belief?
No.
No.
No, so because in the simulation, aliens are also in the simulation?
Did you know there's an alien in Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you think that there's someone out there who
that's fiction
beats up people who it's believe in simulation theory just because it's like, well, you don't believe this is real, so I can do this to you.
Wait, what?
Someone who beats up people who believes in simulation theory?
I think serial killers, maybe.
That doesn't mean this isn't real.
What's real?
Well, I'm not a materialist, so I can't answer that.
Jesus Christ. How are you guys not either rolling your eyes at that answer?
Running up the stairs.
Yeah sorry. That's just...
Josh here?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry. I just thought an earthquake was maybe happening.
No.
Oh, no. Somebody went upstairs.
It's fine. Is that something I should investigate? No, it's fine.
I don't know who would be here right now.
I don't know maybe. Who would be here right now either. Maybe that's why it scared me.
Who ran all the way upstairs? Yeah, put it on wide and go check.
be safe.
Leave
you
the
got
door,
a gun up there?
Leave the door open and yell.
It's probably just Katie.
Dial 911. Who is it?
Was it Jesus?
Yeah,
it was
Jesus. He said Jesus Christ when he opened the door.
Well, that's a great segue.
Okay.
Okay, into kidding. Oh, we can't do this.
Oh wait, what's
not,
your sob scale?
He's not at the. Oh, 3.
I'm a 3.
You're a me, baby.
I'm a 3.
It's all right.
It's okay. We're just doing a podcast here. Not a big deal.
She came for the cat litter.
Who's that?
Katie.
That's Katie.
Oh.
She came for the cat litter for her.
The cat box?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah, forget it. We're totally off the track.
I'm a 3. I think I've been a 2 in the past or a 1.
Yeah,
actually.
Definitely 1 and 2.
Well, you said no to psychics and ghosts and Bigfoot. So actually, you're more of a 2.
Am I 2?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Right under Aaron.
Hey, you're not really a 3. We changed the scale.
Oh, what am I, like a 4 now?
I don't know. Do you want to take it real quick?
Sure. Hit that sob scale. Nope, wrong thing. There you go. All right. Wait, have you done the sob scale now?
Are you a skeptic?
No, but I'm...
You're the believer. And then you're the skeptic.
Do you believe in all of these things?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's straight 5.
We already answered all... You know the questions.
Okay.
Which do you not believe in?
I don't believe in Bigfoot right now.
Okay, so that's a 4. You're into simulation theory?
That was my question.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into that.
Oh, you're not
that
into it.
That skews it.
I think we're both a 4.
Makes you the same. Yeah.
So you're both 4s.
Mm.
You believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Well, then you're a 3.
No, but that's the one I don't believe in.
Oh,
Bigfoot.
You do believe in... Okay. Ghosts?
Yeah.
Aliens?
Uh-huh.
Psychics?
Yeah.
Wow, so you guys are both 4s. That's
but we're 4s for different reasons.
Yeah.
I'm a simulation 4. He's a Bigfoot 4. What's a Bigfoot 4?
Oh no. For pooping you.
Well, that makes
pooping.
That makes me a simulation 2.
A simulation 2?
I believe in simulation and aliens.
Cool. So you're a simi too.
But that's split up because you don't believe they've been on Earth in the last 300 years, right?
No.
So you're like a 1.2.
I don't think they have been on Earth.
1.2.
Is the first question a 3-parter as in
don't
1 point?
Please, let's not dissect. Let's not dissect.
So how do you get the number?
don't
know.
It's a foolproof scale. Okay. And
it's a lot of complex math that
I've heard
don't
it so many
see.
Times.
There's so many calculations.
I just now decided to question it.
We have to like call a guy to like do the calculations for us and send us the results.
He's in my ear at all times.
He lives there.
The password is...
Oh, no, don't tell the password. All right.
Hey, Willie, remember when James said Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Hit us with that topic.
tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, God.
Christ Mass. Christmas. Talking about the Christ in Christmas. How did Jesus take away our Christmas? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. You fucking disciples.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Merry everyone. Jesus. Happy Yule. Happy Saturnalia.
Thanks for listening on your Christmas. Opening up your new bicycles.
Not here to offend you.
And Jenga towers and...
Your Oculus 2s.
I hope nobody's getting a Jenga tower for Christmas.
I can only play Jenga once.
Right now.
And then I'm like, okay, that's enough.
It's a fun game for kids. You get a kid their first Jenga set, then they'll have it forever.
But then you have to tell them how to build it, because apparently you can't be building stuff unless you know how.
When given the correct building blocks, I think it's easy to know what path you were supposed to take.
Yeah.
Now, Sevan, as Willie was introducing the topic, you reached under your chair with a stack of books larger than my lifetime of reading.
Really?
I'm a bad reader.
You've never read more than five books?
I probably never read more than five books. I'm around there. Call of the Wild, White Fang, Jack London.
These are all book school assigned, right?
No, I like dogs.
Oh.
I like dogs.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
That's a great book. It made me cry.
That was one of the first books I read.
Don't tell anybody what made you cry. Let them experience it.
It's the ferns.
Yeah. What is in these books, man?
Well, this topic is
fucked up. Did you read all of these?
I read a lot of some of them.
You don't need to read all of a book if it's a bunch of different
minor
subjects.
Some of these are
reference.
Is that a Bible?
The top one?
Is it a Bible?
No, it's a book by the Jehovah's Witnesses called The Greatest Man on Earth, and it's something
greatest
that
man
I grew
ever
up
lived.
Reading.
Let me guess.
Many times.
Who's the greatest man? Joseph Smith.
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, wrong religion.
Wrong religion.
That's Mormons.
We should
Jehovah's
do...
Jehovah's Witnesses yes. pounded this into my head.
He looks so cool.
Yeah. Year after year after year, we just stop and start this book again.
Jesus.
And it's so, like, I just brought it just because there's fun pictures in it.
But just throwing it around.
Just as an example of like where my faith started, and then a lot of these other books are like reference books about how the pagans. This is such a hard topic. Like, it's supposed to be Jesus and how he became part of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
How Jesus became the reason for the season.
Yeah. And
I didn't want to steal it like straight up. I'm glad you said
it. You could have totally taken it.
And my first instinct.
Team.
My first instinct was to be like, okay, I have to research the pagans that had the holiday of Christmas in the pagan realm. Where did that come from? And I just couldn't find any of that in my own library. But I found a bunch of pagan books, and I started to read about them. But they have literally like one or two sentences about festivals and Jesus, and like nothing really relevant to the topic.
And it's pretty so fucking crazy. Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're not going to go too hard into the origin of Christmas, right?
We're gonna do that on.
Yeah, that's.
We okay, did that good. Last Sunday.
Yeah,
but where does Jesus connect to Christmas? And the only thing I could find was
well,
the
it was his birthday for one.
No, it wasn't.
No, that
was his birthday.
That's the only thing that matches. Yeah.
He was in the manger.
No,
and
wasn't.
All the people came from all around to give him his gifts.
That's the funniest.
They followed
thing.
The North Star. And then they found Eastern him, story. And they were like, he's a cute little baby. Here's some gold, little baby.
Because even in the, you know, even in the Bible, they're like,
frankincense and myrrh.
It mentions the shepherds are
gifts.
Tending their flocks at mm-hmm. night.
Huh?
In the Bible, it mentions that the shepherds were tending their flocks at night.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It
wasn't winter.
It's not winter. It's too cold for flocks to be out.
When
they'd
Jesus
be like,
was born.
You ever seen a sheep?
Barn.
Yeah. Those motherfuckers got
literally have coats piled on them.
Yeah, dude. They could be out there.
Yeah, but they're domesticated,
they
so they're used to being taken care of.
What else are they going to be? What era? What year is this? Zero.
The year zero in the middle of the Middle East.
It's fine.
In Bethlehem, right?
It's fine.
Yeah.
But it's nice there.
House of Bread.
So
is
the
what Bethlehem
so there's
is called?
The so there's the idea that that they wouldn't be out with their flocks at night. right? Because it's too cold.
Yeah.
But people think that the place where they were, it's like slightly warmer. It's like a warmer part of the Mediterranean. Not the Mediterranean, the desert. I don't really know where they were.
The Middle East.
Yeah, but it's like a certain part of the Middle East that's like a little warmer. And it's like by a body of water, so it's like, it keeps, a, I don't know. They're saying...
Mesopotamia?
These people on the internet say... That's the one
defenders
of the things.
Of the birth of Christ
the
being
defenders.
Are these, December 25th.
These are, oh, so people actually, wait, okay. I was being facetious. People actually believe that Jesus was born on Christmas?
There's people that have beliefs on both sides, whether they're religious or not. So there's like arguments from like multiple.
This is what I grew up with.
Within themselves.
I'll read right from this book. It says, many people today believe that Jesus was born on December 25th, but December is a rainy, cold season in Bethlehem. Shepherds would not be out in the fields overnight with their flocks at that time of year. Also, the Roman Caesar would not likely have required people who were already inclined to revolt against him to make that kind of a trip in the dead of winter to register, which is what they were doing. Joseph and Mary were coming back to Bethlehem to register for some reason. Evidently, Jesus was born sometime in the early autumn of the year. So that's how I grew up. Early autumn. Christmas isn't his birthday.
And you guys don't celebrate Christmas.
We didn't celebrate Christmas.
The Jehovah's Witnesses yeah. don't
what
celebrate
you,
Christmas.
What did you do anything
for that reason.
Over that time?
No, we just it just was a day off from school.
Did you celebrate it in August?
No. We didn't celebrate anything, really.
What about Passover?
I mean,
Passover.
We
celebrated Passover.
Why?
The death of Christ that gave us redemption from all of our sins, rebirth, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like it's the only thing that Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
Time check that too.
Huh?
Right? I could time check that. I'll bet that didn't happen during Easter.
That's like the what's the solstice?
Yeah, the
Saturnalia.
The equinox of the
but
I mean,
in
sorry,
March.
The
Easter is like another solstice.
Oh, the spring equinox. So some 25th defenders say that because Jesus was born in the Bible, it says that Jesus was born like 4 months after John the Baptist, who was his cousin. They can track back the conception to winter and his birth in spring, in March. So they're saying that he was conceived at the when the star was the highest or whatever, and that he was actually born during spring equinox, which is the time of rebirth, even in like all pagan and like any nature lore.
Yeah.
So all the people came around to see Jesus or God fuck Mary?
No, nobody came around and saw
in the manger.
In the manger.
It's manger porn.
No,
what were these wise
fucked.
Men doing there then?
They were just like peeping through a window. They weren't all watching.
Where's Joseph, Mary?
God, fuck.
Should she not be with you?
I guess I'll take over then.
But didn't Jehovah's Witnesses think that it wasn't God that impregnated Mary, that it was the Archangel Michael, which is why they don't like Jesus?
No.
They like Jesus.
Jehovah's Witnesses believe the same thing that any Christian does.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking about Judaism.
Yeah, they think of it as just an immaculate conception, just like anybody else. They just don't believe in the divinity of Jesus.
Oh.
Well, I believe that Jesus was born on the 25th. I've decided that's my stance.
That'd be a funny sob scale question from now on.
Do you believe that Jesus was born on the 25th of December? So,
because it's all made up. I know. Historically, Jesus existed. Blah blah blah. Fucking boring.
But see,
I don't
like
know about
now,
that
I don't know
either.
About that.
I don't either.
Know about
no.
that either now.
Honestly, yeah. A lot of the stuff I've been reading lately is like very adamant about how there is no historical Jesus, and it's just a symbolic God.
And also, he went by so many names, and it makes me go like, oh, well, they corralled these stories to create a person.
Do you want to? I know you're like looking.
I know, right? It's like,
well, no, that just solidifies my point. Jesus is fake, and I believe that he was born on the 25th.
Can I tell you the first time that Christian Christmas was celebrated, and they said that Jesus was born that day?
Yes.
Rome, 336 AD.
Of course.
Just after the Council of Nicaea, when Constantine was baptized, right?
We've solved it.
So
according to your tones,
they needed to,
I have
like
no idea what any of you are saying.
This is something that
we're all going to hear. Preach it. Amen.
What? Yeah. You guys did it. Good job.
This is something Willie mentions all the time on the show.
No, I know. I know. I know the words Council of Nicaea means nothing to me.
I mean, basically, there were a lot of different Christian teachings going on, and they were ridiculed for a long time, and then they got some power. And then when Constantine became the ruler, they wanted to make sure all the teachings were standardized.
They were all uniform.
So that's when they got together and they picked which books went into the New Testament and which ones didn't, and what they would teach and preach. And that's when they turned Christianity into the religion of their government.
Great marketing ploy. Totally. Why
big,
not?
Good rulers.
Well, and then there's like decades or centuries of just like forcing people to become Christian against their will.
This is why I always say that religion has killed more people than anybody, because of from then to...
Willie, that's not an original thought. Everyone knows that. Get the fuck out of here.
Willie, I agree with you. I appreciate your thoughts.
So I think some people think that all the wars combined, after World War I, World War II, and Vietnam, and all the American wars probably killed more than... I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like...
I feel like the Crusades probably definitely killed a lot more people. The Crusades killed an insane amount of people.
Yeah.
Would you have died?
And the Inquisition.
I'd just been like, yeah, fuck it. I'm a Christian. I don't care.
No, I'd probably live in a hole.
I will not stand for this.
I would comply. I'd be like, I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I care.
Because to me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's all fake.
It's like, because what they wanted you to do is like, say that, or like, say that you're not Jewish anymore, basically.
Not Jewish and not pagan.
And
like,
not pagan.
Like, just whatever
Jews
religion
and pagans.
That isn't Christianity, they were like, are you this? But back then, that's all you had. So you're like, I believe in my God. Because if you have any other religion and they're like, are you a Christian? You're going to be like, no, because this is a test from your God. Your God is sending a test. And they're like, he's testing my conviction. Saturn is texting my conviction.
Dionysus.
Dionysus is trying to see Zarathustra. If I'm true.
I would just slice him up. I mean, I would say my religion is the sword.
That's what Islam said.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm Muslim then.
And then the Crusades happened.
Crazy.
But I would actually slice him up. I would get him.
Get him.
If I lived in that time, why wouldn't you be a swordsman? What are you gonna farm?
Well, because not everyone fights with their swords fair.
No, all farmers become swordsmen later.
I'd have gotten that from the jump, man. That's like why I'm in so many martial arts classes.
I'll
right
dress
now.
Up like a bush, but and you start fighting class? Him with your sword, and then I'll come from behind and slice him up.
I'll take some swords.
Bushman.
I don't know. I mean, I think I got 10 years until society crumbles.
You going to take a sword class? I can give you the old sword class I used to take.
Okay. Did you take a sword class?
We've been over this, but you were probably plastered.
If you have,
dude, you can't say that. I have a bad memory, and a lot of it is not due to booze.
It was at the end of a more segment, so I feel like
it was probably inconsequential and boring to me, so I erased it from my mind.
You're
except
gonna
you
need
seem excited about it now.
A bulletproof suit if you're going to take swordsmanship for the dystopian
future. Yeah,
bullets run out.
But, you know, they will start with bullets.
I'm going to learn how to make bullets.
I'll be hiding until the bullets are... Once the bullets are depleted, then I'll come out.
There's more bullets than grains of sand in the...
That's not true.
All right.
I'm not afraid of bullets. You've seen people shoot guns? They suck at it.
I know.
If you were seeing...
Faith in Jesus makes you not afraid of bullets.
That's true.
Get it with my sword with the bullet.
Yeah.
The Bible is considered a double-edged sword. So if you're a swordsman, you're just a Bible thumper.
And then it ricochets back.
I can't be a samurai.
No, I'm a Buddhist, man.
I live it by the sword. I die by the sword.
Yeah, only less racist.
No, why can't I be Japanese?
No, you can. I can't.
All right. Perfect. Great. I didn't think I was doing anything insulting.
No, it's fine. It's fine. My instinct was to do that accent, and I immediately realized that would not be a good look.
You can't do that.
So which Jesus are we talking about today? Because there, I feel like...
The one born in a manger that inspired Christmas so that we all give each other presents to celebrate this blessed day.
I mean, but he didn't really inspire Christmas.
No, he did. That's the story.
Well, see, and that's what we should get into is when did they put it on Christianity, you know?
300 because years for a long after the Council a long time, of Nicaea
Christmas was... pagan thing, and they even outlawed it in England, and when the settlers moved over here.
Yeah, they outlawed it for a long time here. Christmas was outlawed because
in 1492?
It was...
Take the lights off those trees!
Christmas for a long time was debauchery.
We shall not be celebrating Christmas. Also,
it was essentially like Mardi Gras.
Oh.
And one step further, there was a time when if you were a street person, we'll say, of the time, you could walk into a rich person's house
and demand food.
And then they would take care of you for that one day. It's kind of like the what's
that's
it called
cool.
The
purge?
The purge. It's just
like
the purge.
The purge. Except a lot less death. And if you refuse, they would cause mischief.
Oh yeah.
But so
I'm into this. This sounds fun.
In America,
it's like Halloween.
I think it was George Washington, or like our first president, that wanted to bring it back because he was trying to bring American values. Which
technically,
like,
John Adams was the first president.
All right, whatever. So he wanted to bring American values in. And he remembered the royal family celebrating Christmas with their big Christmas tree and like stuff underneath, like presents and stuff. So they're like, okay, let's bring in St. Nicholas into this, who was a saint who had a huge, a huge inheritance. And he, gave away his inheritance. He would go all over giving away his inheritance during this time. Because of the Roman Emperor Constantine saying that this is the time Jesus was born. So that's essentially where Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, came around. So he's like, okay, so this is a time, George Washington's like, this is a time for family. Everyone bring a tree in, we'll decorate it, we'll give each other gifts, we'll spend time with family. This is gonna become a family holiday. And then it just kind of stuck. Everyone loved it.
In like 1780 or something?
Yeah, after it was done being banned.
Because it's badass. Who doesn't like getting gifts?
You know what?
Puritans.
It was Pagans. Cool to learn about what a Yule log was. I never really knew.
Yeah, Yule logs are cool.
They cut down a giant Yule tree.
What's a Yule tree?
An evergreen tree that you choose for Yule. Because there's magic
a Christmas tree,
powers around it.
But what's a Yule, though?
You'd burn it. It was so big that
it's the time of year.
You could burn it for like 12 days. So it's kind of like the Yule log. It's a log that's so big that it burns like with all your hopes of like, hopefully we don't starve.
Oh, yeah.
Over the winter.
It was also like, Vikings and stuff were afraid, and Scandinavians were afraid of Odin, because during the time of Christmas in the Northern Hemisphere, where it gets like really, really cold and snowy, it gets really dark at that time because storm clouds are just constantly rolling over for a couple weeks. Mm. And superstition would say that this is Odin looking for people to either grace with their destiny or whatever, with wealth, or to give them like bad luck, to be like, you're a shithead, you're done. So you would want to stay inside. So you'd want to get that Yule log to ward off like bad spirits and bad luck and Odin himself. So that's part of like that. It's like part of all of these things meshing into one thing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It really is like five or six different
traditions. Yeah, like mistletoe is a different tradition from another.
Well, I feel like we're going to
Celtic tradition.
I know, right?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this.
So for Christians, I mean, after going through the times when Christianity was against Christmas celebration, winter celebration, solstice celebration. When Washington brought it in, it was like, it was kind of like then when the church was kind of like, well, we can, if people are going to celebrate anyways, let's celebrate that.
Because they usurp it.
They used to only celebrate the Passover and the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Christians. Yeah. Puritan Christians.
The dark shit.
Mm-hmm.
So by taking that pagan holiday and adding Christianity to it, it's kind of like you made it less evil, and people might accidentally start celebrating the birth of Jesus instead of debauchery.
Yeah.
I still don't get, I mean, the nation was formed in the 1700s, right?
Mm-hmm.
1776.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we decided that Christianity and Christmas is part of Christianity, that's okay?
No, I mean,
since 336.
Yeah, Constantine made it official.
A thousand years later,
he made it official, and then it just like it became it ebbed and flowed.
It ebbed and flowed.
It became this Mardi Gras, and then it was banned, and then
Was Jesus ever Santa Claus?
No.
That would be the funniest thing.
No.
I know who you are, Santa.
I see you when you're sleeping.
Are we not supposed to know who Santa is? Is that his alter ego or something?
That's us going like, we know it's you, Jesus. You can't fool us.
Just want to see what MO. You ask Santa for and not me.
I hope that it's pure and sin-free.
I mean, I think that Santa, I feel like we're just going to talk about all the stuff I'm supposed to talk to.
No, let's go back to the 24th, or 25th. Why the 25th?
Because that's when Jesus was born. We've been over this.
The 25th
and the wise men came.
The 25th is the winter solstice, right?
Yeah, this is the best part. I mean, this is the part that makes me go, this is fucking, I mean, of all these religions that have the same story. But I mean, so how do we want to jump into this? You want to?
You do it. You jump into it. My voice is like, ah. Right.
So, most of the stories of, let's say, the three kings, the three wise men.
Hang on. Isn't this the color of one of your Gabba Gabba people? Doesn't one of the Gabba Gabba people look exactly like this?
He's got stripes. These are big checks. They're different.
Okay. Go on.
Very similar. I mean, in concept.
Color, yeah.
Concept and color.
So one idea is that all of these stories are based on astrological events. And so the reason why the 25th is important is because, well, let's start from the...
Is the North Star part of it?
No.
What?
Eastern Star.
The brightest star in the sky is Sirius, and that is the Eastern Star.
I'm serious about my beliefs, and I think that they followed the North Star, and they found God fucking Mary.
That's weird, because I always...
Oh, look at this!
Let's give her some myrrh.
I'll bring the frankincense.
I knew this would bring us some joy.
Somebody's got to make it rain with the gold.
Come ye, oh come ye.
I want to see that nativity scene.
Oh, man.
On our lawn.
Just a bunch of eyes behind hay.
But I think
it's
that
just
were...
that scene from Ghostbusters only replaced Dan Aykroyd, replaced Dan Aykroyd with Virgin Mary.
And a bunch of peepholes on the side of a barn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Sexy.
I think you were starting to touch on the astrological.
Yeah, yeah. So the brightest star in the sky is Sirius.
Mm.
And the three stars of Orion's belt point at Sirius. And so when those three...
One of those is the North Star, right?
On the 25th of December.
On the 25th of December, it does
But so the three stars are following the brightest star in the sky. The three wise men following the star in the sky. And slowly but surely, the sun goes south, south, south. And for all the civilizations that follow the stars, which is like everyone before then, that's when winter is happening. And it's the coldest time. Nothing grows.
It's the most evil time.
And then
the sun doesn't move north or south at that time either for 3 days.
It just stays there.
So it's all the way at the end of the solstice, 3 days it stays here. And then at this time, Sirius is
aligned
with the cross of...
No.
Sickness?
You're conflating two different things. So there's the three wise men, that's the belt of Orion, that line up with Sirius on that day. That's showing that the three kings will follow the star east
to find
the
sun. But wait, they always line up. They always line up to Sirius,
right, to
but Sirius is lined up to the sun.
To the sun.
And so the death of Jesus happens,
nighttime.
And then 3 days later, he rises again.
It's metaphor.
Nighttime.
But the sun at that time, looking at
the stars.
That's what I messed up.
You can't see the stars when the sun's out.
But this, where the sun goes down,
where the
it's
sun rises.
Lined up. Where it rises? It's the sun is with the cross. There's a constellation called the Southern Cross.
I don't think so.
Sun is in the cross.
I doubt it.
And then 3 days later, it comes back and starts moving forward.
You ever seen Zeitgeist? The movie Zeitgeist?
No.
No, you didn't watch it in 2007?
No.
Well, I don't know if you heard anything we said, right? Did you?
What?
He just said
about astrology? Yeah, I'm listening.
I mean, the other thing, too, that's interesting that's in Zeitgeist is the comparison of Jesus Christ as a like a story figure, folklore figure, compared to all of the other religions. And the fact that Christianity pretty much like ripped off so many other religions and other stories. Like the Ten Commandments come out of the Book of the Dead.
Yeah.
The Egyptian Book of the Dead. Like the
Necronomicon?
No, I don't think that's what it is it?
Necronomicon ripped off the idea of the Book of the Dead.
Yeah, think of the mummy.
It didn't look cool.
The mummy.
That is the Necronomicon, isn't it?
Evil Dead, man. Evil Dead.
Is that an Egyption book?
Evil Dad.
No. They call it the Necronomicon.
No, it's not Egyptian.
No. It's made up.
But like they even, the
so
movie.
What,
so go ahead.
I'm sorry. So what you're saying is it's all made up.
I don't know.
We do know.
It's true.
It is made up.
It's true to the astrological things that happen.
Christmas is a fucking sham. And if you're out there, I implore you to not celebrate Christmas because Jesus wasn't born on Christmas and these stars are just the wise men.
You know, listeners, I don't like you hanging out with Wade anymore. He's a real bad influence. You need to remember that Jesus will love you as long as you keep him
steal
in your
mom's
heart.
Smokes. Meet me behind the school.
Hey, if you want to hang out with Wade, invite him to youth church.
Youth man, group. I went to a youth group lock-in in a church because I liked this girl.
Uh-oh.
And she was religious, and so she invited me to this lock-in. And they were all like religious and stuff, right? These kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's sneak out. Let's like sneak out and teepee the pastor's house. Because I guess he like lived across the street or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, right, let's do that. And so we went out the door and I was just like walking out and they all like got spooked and ran back inside for some reason. And I was just like, what? Where'd they go? And I turned around and like they weren't there. So I went back in. And then one guy was like, don't get scared next time. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Like, I don't care about your pastor. He has no power over me. I was out there.
He's a youth pastor. He's not even an adult
These motherfuckers. And that was the kid that, like, bullied me, too. And I was just like, yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Jesus wouldn't have liked him at all.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You were onto something.
I don't remember.
I think the point is that there, it's okay. In throughout history, centuries before Jesus, there's been many figures that had the same birthday, December 25th,
mm-hmm. And the same story.
The same story. They were born of a virgin,
like Ra.
They died and were reborn.
Yeah, Ra of Egypt stuff. has always been the Jesus story.
Was and it Ra Horus. Or was it Horus?
Horus is the sun god.
All the good storytellers steal. I mean, have you ever seen a Quentin Tarantino movie? Have you?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Just go back 30 years and
if
see all the same scenes.
If you don't want to watch everything that he watched, just watch his stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I never have to watch a movie again.
I mean, I think of it, okay, if we think of it as like movies coming out,
yeah.
Mithraism has their movie, you know, like...
Mithraism?
Like the religion at the time.
Okay.
Judaism has their movie.
You know, Mithraism.
They all talk about their messiahs. They all have miraculous
sure.
things
it's the
around
monomyth.
Them. All that stuff.
They all have a flood.
So at the time that Rome was trying to unify their world, they decided that it was easier just to like pick a religion and force everybody to be in it. And they were right because they were successful because of it.
And it was just such a smart political move to like unite religion.
But when you do that, because the empire is so huge, right? You can't re-educate the whole population. You have to kind of let things slide. So a lot of things were convenient enough to be the same symbology, like sun stuff. So Jesus is called the light of the world or whatever. It's like that's every sun god was called the light of the world. So it's easy to keep iconography like sun rays and, you know, crown of thorns is a symbol in the Christian religion. So like Constantine himself was like, he wanted to use this eagle bird thing as a symbol. Mm-hmm. You know, that the staff that they always carried for the emperors in front of the their column of war people.
Mm-hmm. A banner.
That's an old pagan symbol, but it works with Christianity for some reason. I forgot what that explanation was, but the idea behind the sun god and sun rays and all that stuff, that iconography works within Christianity. So in Constantine's mind, he was just celebrating old gods, but it worked with the new god too.
I read something about this, about iconography and like why there's so many lions on like all of like Great Britain or UK. I don't know the difference between Great Britain and UK. I don't mm-hmm. know. But like how they all have like lions on their shields and shit.
Yeah.
Because there's no lions in fucking England. Mm-hmm. It was bears. It was bears for a very long time because they were like strong and they could sustain, you know, elements and stuff like that.
They're so handsome.
They are. Everybody loves a bear.
Sleep like a bear.
Once the church got involved, they were like, bears are like slovenly and lazy. Let's do like a lion or something.
They're so proud.
And that's how like the lion became like the king of the jungle. Like,
well,
the, like,
I'm lazy.
Well, it's interesting how...
I like the bear. I don't want to get out of bed.
It's interesting how the cross came about, like the Christian cross, because... It's like, isn't it a symbol of the zodiac, actually? Like, God is the sun. God is the sun. And then there's four parts to a year. There's four seasons. So you cross those. And then you have, like, all of the zodiac around in a circle that represent the seasons in the year. And in the middle is the sun. So if you put Jesus in the middle and you have all of these points going out to north, east, south, and west...
It looks like that looks symbol like behind his head the, that people always draw with the cross. Behind.
Yeah, the cross with the circle is actually a pagan symbol that they adopted.
So he wasn't even ever on a cross? Because that's why they say it's the cross. Is well, that
I
he was,
I'm pretty sure he was on a cross. If he was,
that's
if
debatable.
You said he didn't exist.
If he was real, he would have died on a cross.
That's debatable.
I think
the Romans used to crucify people on just a straight tree or sometimes a crossbar. Yeah. Either or. They did both.
Or
why would you do it on a tree?
Because you don't want to put the effort into putting the crossbar
no,
on.
No, I meant how.
Oh, how.
Yeah.
You, like, you nail their hands together like this.
Right, right.
Or on branches.
That's a Jehovah's Witness thing, too, is like they deny the symbolism of the cross as pagan, too. So their explanation is it was mistranslated. It was supposed to be translated as tree or stake.
Yeah.
Torture stake.
I mean, there's also cross. The idea that like Jesus... wasn't crucified, that the
he escaped,
yeah, that the Holy Grail, the what do they call the people that
this
that
is a good
the Holy
heist
Grail?
Movie
the Templar
the Templar the Knights Templar, they're meant to like guard the Holy Grail,
mm-hmm.
which some people speculate was Jesus's children. They are the literal blood grail of Jesus.
Da Vinci Code speculates that. What's his name? Adam something?
Yeah, John he
Brown.
Got that. I mean,
John Brown,
he's he,
Dan no, Brown,
Dan Brown.
He got that from like biblical research.
There's
though.
A lot.
Oh,
of,
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore that says
blood
Jesus
in, blood
escaped.
Out. That's a good book.
Jesus escaped, went to India.
Well, why hasn't that
somewhere.
Been a movie
blood
though?
In, blood out. It's blood.
Why you haven't made it yet, Wade. You haven't made it
well,
yet.
Well, because I don't. I'm not well read on any of this shit. But it would be fun to know how Jesus got out of that tomb or whatever, right?
Like David Blaine, he
well,
showed up.
Well, some people think that like he was a prophet.
The security cameras are only facing this way.
He was like a mystic who taught how to be spiritual. Mm-hmm. And they actually adopted, people liked him so much, they adopted his story and made it Christian.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Some people that are closer to Jesus in like religious texts that aren't accepted canon. By, they're not canon. They say that he... actually just he's not the son of man, that if you actually understood him, the son of God, that we are all the son of God, that all of the magical things about himself are really about
he
all
said a lot of
us.
Homeopathic things you'd say.
I mean, he literally said
he's trying to sell you oils.
He literally said I figured out salvation
yeah
we are all the same people. We're all part of the same
thing. Well, he's not wrong, right?
No,
he's
not wrong,
but it got misinterpreted.
People are saying that he is the Son of God. He is this only through him, but it's like, no, only through yourself.
So he did acid and figured it out. And
I think what happened actually is
ayahuasca.
Actually, you might be right, because Jesus comes from the Gnostics, actually. Jesus was a Gnostic thing, as Christ was, not Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus the man, Christ the heavenly God.
Christ is a word. It's not like Jesus.
Yeah. So Christ, the Christ figure, wasn't necessarily a person on earth for the Gnostics. It was just a God that existed and died and reborn or whatever, all that stuff. But it comes from the Gnostic tradition, which is part of the tradition that was removed and left out of the Council of Nicaea. So all that stuff saying that Jesus wasn't actually a person was just never adopted.
The book I was thinking of was Holy Blood, Holy Grail. We talked about Blood In, Blood Out last week. No, Holy Blood, Holy Grail was written by, that's what he referenced.
He referenced it. Okay, I see.
But it was really saying like, hey, let's look at these times and figure out the lives of how the lives were. Because, I mean, one of the biggest things in the book was like, well, you know, a lot of ministers and stuff back then were getting married too. So like it was a big power move to make Jesus not married. And that's why
that's the way the Catholics did it. Yeah.
That's why they painted out Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the first century Christians are concerned, they were polytheists. They believed in many gods. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the council that it became monotheism was a thing. In fact, I don't even think the Jewish religion was settled. I don't even think their book, the Old Testament, was settled until right before the council even. Mm. So a lot of these religions were still figuring out their religion and all the aspects of their religion. And they all had the same stuff that they were talking about.
Yeah.
So it really was like, who's going to win this war? And who won was Christianity, and only a specific type of Christianity that was politically motivated. And they've took a lot of the aspects of other religions, including other like Coptic religion, which is a Egyptian religion, a Coptic Christians religion in Egypt. But the Gnostics themselves were like mystical, so they didn't really believe in a real person on earth. They believed that you can have the power inside yourself to like speak to God or like to connect to the world. And Jesus was saying the same thing. He's like, hey, you don't need the Pharisees to tell you what to do and what not to do to reach salvation. You just need to have it in yourself, because God's within you.
Why the Romans fucking hated that guy. Individualism, when you're trying to bring everything together, fuck that. If he was real.
Right, and that's what hackers are going through these days, right?
Hackers?
Yeah.
Hackers?
Yeah. The most individual you can be in America is a hacker. I don't
really?
Know, I'm just being stupid.
No, I get it. Yeah, it makes sense. It tracks. But Jesus wasn't real. So
I don't think he was a real person, yeah. I don't think there's any historicity.
So this is
Jesus.
All just made up shit.
Weren't you saying that there's more evidence of Paul than there is of Jesus?
Yeah, Paul the...
And John the Baptist, too.
Yeah, and John the Baptist. Those two were like... So if it wasn't for Jesus, somehow Jesus won out. Somebody like Paul or John the Baptist would have been the Jesus of that day. There was other people at that time too. Like,
maybe it's just like Santa, where they're like, "Oh, he's just not here right now," but you can tell me.
He knows when you're sleeping.
I think the ancient world just got really into sequels, and they told a lot of sequels.
You guys ever heard about Jesus 2?
Also, it's a funny fact that I found out recently is that Christianity didn't have any like culture or art or music at all when it first started.
Still don't.
So they had to appropriate the pagans. They suck. So that's why all the festivals come from the pagans, is because they had it. It's been in their decades, centuries long traditions to do these things. Mm-hmm. And Christianity was just boring. So they had to kind of integrate some of the festivals into it. And Christmas just seemed to be the most logical, because it made sense with their idea of their God.
They had to market test it. I mean, you're not going to roll out a whole new thing.
You know that they market tested Jesus in the Old Testament?
That's true.
It's actually Joseph of Arimathea. Is that him? You know Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Sure.
That guy. So everything about Joseph is pretty much the same thing about Jesus. So Joseph, I think he was born of
a miraculous birth.
He was a miraculous
not
birth.
Not virgin birth.
He didn't have 12 disciples, but he had 12 brothers.
Yeah.
And one of them sold him into slavery, just like how
Judas
yeah. sold Jesus to the
Romans.
To the Romans. Thank you. And there's a lot of other parallels, but those are the ones that stuck out to me.
Wait, is that in the Bible?
Yeah. It's in the Old Testament.
The Technicolor coat and everything?
I don't know what that was.
It's not called the Technicolor Dreamcoat. It is called Joseph's Dreamcoat.
I thought Joseph was the dad.
Well, he's also
Abraham.
Joseph.
Abraham is the dad.
This is old, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Right?
Different Josephs?
Yeah, different.
Know. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, so his dad gave him a coat. All his brothers were fucking jealous. They're
yeah,
like,
of course.
I want a cool coat.
It's cold.
Well, it's because Joseph was a miraculous birth. His dad thought that he was like the chosen one
I'd
out of all his brothers.
Too.
There okay. was no father. I don't.
What's the coat? I remember this
Jake
story.
Lloyd's
my
mom.
I might be complaining a whole other story, but there's a story in the Bible where two brothers, one was really hairy and the other one wasn't, and the dad was blind, and the dad. Felt the hairiness of their arms to know which son he was talking to.
Oh my God.
So one of them put a jacket on and went to talk to his dad, and his dad gave him all the blessings and basically gave him his, because he was dying, gave him firstborn rights or something over the other son.
Story?
Is it the same story?
Fucking moron.
Is that the dream coat?
No.
You can't tell the difference between a coat and an arm.
I feel like you'd be able to smell which of your sons was which.
You could hear their voices. They don't sound the exact same.
Well, I always pull
twins,
on your
actually.
Back.
Well, come here. Let me see how hairy you are.
Pet my son.
Steven, get out of here.
I'm an idiot.
What is this, skin? Can't pet a hairless animal.
I only have sons. Why do you feel like a daughter? I'm hairless, Dad.
Daddy, I'm hairless.
Daddy, sorry I'm not hairy like that big old bear of a brother of mine. Sorry.
God, I wish I was him. I wish I had hair all over my
body. Let me make you a coat made of my dreams.
You want to be like your brother, do you? Come with me.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I like you. You're hairy.
Like the dad had like a
You
dream.
Get all of the blessings. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're doing a bit. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm trying to do my bit.
So sorry. The dad had like a dream about this coat to give it to Joseph.
We should be that for Halloween.
All the hairy brothers of Joseph and Arimathea. Oh my God, awesome.
The hairy brothers
you
of
could
Joseph.
Be the blind man. Which one?
What are you? What are you? All right, get ready for the 10 minutes of the boringest story.
Let's right.
turn our
time?
Books to... What are you? Oh, close your eyes. Feel my arm. What do you think I am?
14,
which son am I? What?
You ever read this thing called the Old Testament? Or seen a musical called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
I've actually never
We're
seen
the brothers.
It. I've seen the Mr. Show parody of it.
It's pretty much the same. Yeah. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've said I was
Drug-a-chusetts?
In
Wait, what was it?
No, Drug-a-chusetts was something else. It was
that was Sid and Marty Krofft.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what the spin on it was. But it was Jack Black, right?
Oh, that was about the holes in the barn.
That's right. Yeah, the old joke. The old street joke.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Mr. Show, go watch all that. It's the best.
But just remember, it was another time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably say all kinds of things like beep and beep. Right? We can't say those words?
Yeah, we can't say those. Don't say them. Don't say them again.
Oh, I won't. I'm glad that we beeped them.
Don't say We're beeps. Quick
on the beep. Or?
Beep.
Good. I won't. Hey, Willie, you say one. Beep. Well, Santa Claus. Or no, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I did go to a Christmas show one time at a church. And I was hanging out with some friends out here in LA, and I was like, I thought we were going because it was funny, but like they were, whatever, it doesn't matter.
But it was serious.
Yeah, but it was funny.
You're ironic,
because,
right, guys?
It was as serious as the brightest star in the sky.
They had Santa sneak into the church to give baby Jesus a present. And my mind was so blown. I was like, what are you guys doing?
We should have a Christmas pageant. Why haven't we had a Christmas pageant here yet, huh?
Put on a little play?
Yeah, we each do little like Christmas bits.
Can we just do the Jesus in the manger, only we write it?
With peepholes?
Yeah, sure.
Peepholes, God fucking.
Mary.
God fucking.
God fucking is a good band.
Oh, we can open for Cancer Christ.
Yeah, no, we should do it. I'll play baby Jesus.
Oh, he's bald, just like baby Jesus. It's perfect.
I'm a little baby. I was born on Christmas. Aww. Everyone give me presents.
Meant for big things. I can tell because the scar on my head.
We'll do it.
Said follow that cross. Scar.
My
follow
name's
that
Harry
scar.
Skywalker. All right. Well, final thoughts. I feel like we've reached the limit of Christ.
Final thoughts, Sev?
I think it's just interesting that, like, it just seems like, you know, the history is written by the victors. Christianity is clearly the victors here.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of information left to know what actually was happening back then. Because it just became so slogged down with trying to retcon this stuff into their religion.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, everybody just wanted, also at the time, everybody wanted Jesus' message to be for them, when in actuality, Jesus' message was for Jews, not for anybody else. It was for the Jews. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be the Messiah for the Jews, not for the Gentiles. And I think just politically, you have to say, like, oh, yeah, this is for us, too. Like, that's what Paul did, was like, this is not just for Jews, it's for everybody else. Paul was an anti-Semite, though.
Fucking Paul.
He hated the Jews and did as much as possible to, like, eradicate that religion versus the Christian religion he was building. And I think the same thing with the Romans. They're like, these Jews are rebellious. Like, the best thing they could do is, like, try to force these Jews into becoming Christians so that they'd behave. And I think that's just what happened. And the victors, the Christians, didn't write about all the people they destroyed. They just destroyed them. And I think we find texts like the Nag Hammadi library from Egypt, which has all the Gnostic Gospels, which tells a totally different story about what Jesus was. And it doesn't align with what Christianity is now. And I think that's sad, because it's basically saying you need the church to become saved, instead of what Jesus really said is, you just need to understand that within yourself, you're one with God. And the Gnostics had it right, I think. If only they had a stronger argument on their end to be politically correct, they just weren't, and they were destroyed. So it's just sad that it's become a political tool versus just an enlightenment tool.
Right. Yeah. Well said. I mean, I feel like it's innate in some way, and if you're not indoctrinated into it, you don't believe any of that shit anyway. It's just like I say all the time, you don't have to tell me not to kill someone. I don't want to kill someone, you know.
I'm depressed that there hasn't been a religion that,
except myself,
that has taken the ideas of what we want mixed with how things are today, you know, basically, I feel like there's just been the biggest game of telephone happening in the history of humanity. And so everything that's put in front of us, like, we have no idea what anybody was saying earlier. And some of that stuff is there, but we can't read it properly, because we're looking through a lens of scholars
that just removed it.
Yeah. And they're so specialized that they know what they're saying. They know the translations. I'm not trying to, like, say that they're all wrong or whatever, but I'm just like, we haven't, it's, my parallel is the UFO shit that's going on now. I'm going to throw that in there. UAPs, they're starting to say, could be something that is a threat to security, which means we should go back and look at all the UFO instances we have, all the history and all of the actual facts we have of occurrences. With religion, it's just weird that we kind of like have a box around us of what we can look at. But I'm like, all the shit's there. There's just go into the Vatican alone. There's miles upon miles of books that are held from people. And I'm like, well, we should now, we're so fucking smart, we should go reanalyze all that shit now. And so I Christmas is my second favorite holiday of the year because I like getting to the Christmas spirit. I like making a connection with people, saying hi to strangers and whatnot. Someone said Merry Christmas today, and I'm like, great. That feels great. I say Happy Holidays, but whatever. I don't fucking care. I'm glad that I like the idea of wanting to connect with other humans. And there's so many different beliefs and whatnot that, like, it's pretty hard these days. So I'll still sing with you.
I mean, I like all the stuff you guys are saying. It's great. And I agree with a lot of it. I think that, like Santa and like Bigfoot, like Jesus is kind of like a cryptid. Not that Santa's a cryptid, but there's like, you know, there's evidence of Bigfoot. There's evidence of Jesus. There's evidence of Santa. Do you know what I mean? I think it's a tool. I think it's a tool to help empathize an idea. I think that if you humanize a religion and you humanize an idea, people can accept it better because they see themselves in it. So I think that it is a smart political tool. I think it sucks that it took over a religion. I think fuck Paul. I think It's the thing that people say, like, Jesus loves you if you keep him in your heart. Like, yeah, okay, sure, because he's an idea. He represents an idea. Like, Jesus Christ is an idea of, like, how to treat your fellow man, all of the, you know, all the things that you should be doing to ascend to the next level, which if you're following them like a proper Christian, not like New Age Christianity now, which I think is, like, really evil for the most part, but Jesus at his core had ideas of how to cleanse your body, things that you should adhere to be healthy, and that through yourself and through like self inspection that you can become at the same level of God and you can ascend to the next level. I just think that's all muddied up now. So I think that Jesus lives on in people's hearts and minds and in stories and in the Bible. Was he a real person on this earth? I kind of doubt it now after like doing some research. So
it's a good sob scale question. Is Jesus historical?
But it'll bring tears.
It'll make people mad. But Christmas being celebrated on the 25th, I think Christmas nowadays is different than it was back then. It was different when it was, when they first started celebrating it. It's different from the Saturnalia and all the things that they used to celebrate at the time. It's just a celebration now. You know, you don't have to celebrate your family. You can celebrate however you want. It's a moment to sit and reflect on the year.
It's totally, everything you guys are saying about like history, like fuck all that, man. It's totally
inconsequential.
Inconsequential. It doesn't matter. Christmas is awesome. Christmas is fun. We put lights on trees. And then we sing bad songs.
I love those songs. I love them.
And it's a nice way to kind of wrap up the year. I don't love America, but I like fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So I do July 4th because it's fun to look at fireworks. I don't care about stupid imperialistic America. And I don't care about Jesus.
Okay.
And he was born on the 25th because it's all made up. So I'm just going to believe that it's stupid Jesus's birthday. And we give each other's gifts because we're all dumb and life sucks and there's no reason not to.
Fair enough.
What are you going to give Jesus for his birthday?
I mean, I could write a new chapter of his life since he doesn't exist. I was like,
yeah, I'll write that. You're in charge of the new sequels.
I'll write that heist. I'll write that heist where he gets out of the tomb.
Christ heist.
Christ heist.
Jesus is coming. The Christ heist.
Thank you, Twitch, for watching. Thank you, listeners, for listening again.
Back, huh? We'll be back, though. Let them know we'll be back.
Yeah, okay. Don't step on my outro here. I got it. It's in my head. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. Stay tuned on Twitch. Get a little preview into what those episodes look like. And let's see. Twitch Tuesdays and Thursdays. Schraub Home Video Sundays. tpublic.com/reallifesci-fi. We've got some merch. Real Life Sci-Fi, there's dashes in between all those. I think that's about it. Sevan, thank you so much for being here. Do you have anything to plug?
Oh, High on Life just came out. Video game. We did a bunch of cartoons in it.
Oh, sweet.
We did a lot, like maybe 20 minutes worth of content. It's pretty cool. Go all find right. a TV in the game and just watch.
Is that
cool.
like a VR thing?
No. No.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's on Xbox.
He's over VR.
And computer, PC.
High on Life.
High on Life.
All right, great. So check that out. Thanks again for being here. Sevan's going to stick around. We're going to talk more about... I want to talk about Christmas music and how bad it is.
I love Christmas music.
Stay tuned for that on Twitch, and we'll see you on the Patreon. If otherwise, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Remember that everything... Nope.
Happy holidays.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. I'm talking about Santa. Santa's coming.
He's coming for you.
He's after you.